This is the WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Scott Walker.
Right now that time, 8:17, you're tuned to WGNS Murfreesboro. Again, 8:17, coming your way right now, we have Dr. Craig McCabe. He's on the phone with us right now. In fact, Dr. McCabe, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Scott. I hope everybody listening had a wonderful weekend. The weather was so nice.
It was beautiful out there. And for those listening, Dr. McCabe is a local eye doctor at the McCabe Vision Center. And on nice days like we had yesterday and the day before, great temperature out there. I bet a lot of folks were out and about, probably some eye injuries too.
Yeah, well, let's hope not. But I know when I'm weed whacking the yard, that weed trimming, there's stuff flying all over and around me. When I go take a shower, I got grass and dirt in my hair, so I know it's hitting my face. And that's why I always wear sunglasses. Wear some kind of protection anytime you're out working in the yard. That'll help a lot.
Definitely so. In fact, when you mow the yard and it hadn't rained for a few days, that dust gets stirred up and you hit sticks and whatnot. That gets in your eyes too, and dirt and dust in your eye. What do you do about that first?
The best thing that's quick and easy is if you have a bottle of inexpensive eye wash. And if you don't have one, I'd recommend you get one and stick it in your medicine cabinet, because when you need it, it's very helpful. It's pH balanced, very soothing to the eye. It's osmotically balanced. It's sterile. It's all those good things. And there's nothing better for washing out, rinsing out your eyes than that eye wash. And it's literally just a few dollars at any drug or grocery store.
Oh, I didn't even know you could get that at the drugstore or, you know, pharmacy and whatnot. That's good to have on hand then.
Yeah, you just go to, you know, the eye drop section, and it's not far from the contact lens solution, so bottles of liquids. And boy, that's the best thing. You know, if you were to go to the emergency room with something in your eye that wasn't a metallic foreign body embedded or something like that, that's what they would do. They would use, saline or Ringer solution or something like that to wash it out, but they're going to do the same thing. And if you get a chemical in your eye, whether it be a cleaning agent or something you're using on the yard, once again, the best thing you can do is to try to rinse that out.
You know, when you spray things like weed killer and that gets in your eye, is there a danger there if it's left in for, you know, more than a minute or two?
Absolutely. First of all, your eye is going to be tearing and red and tender. The best thing you can do to rinse it out, it's not that it's an acid or base burn usually, but you can get a chemical conjunctivitis just from an irritating organic solution. You know, the other thing is that it can make your pupil dilate if you get a certain kind of weed killer or insecticide in your eye. And you'd be, oh my gosh, one of my eyes is dilated, the other one's not. That looks so irregular. And when you go to the emergency room, that's also one of the first questions they ask you. If they see one pupil dilated and one not, you know, have you been working with any chemicals in the yard? Because that's actually a sign of a certain kind of aneurysm or stroke in the brain. And so it's very important to differentiate that.
Interesting. You know, you never really think about the dangers that simply await you by mowing the yard, by weed eating, by doing these everyday tasks. And then those dangers that, you know, maybe it's something that has been developing for years and you never know about it, such as a tumor. Now, sometimes you're able to see a tumor in a patient when you're doing an eye exam.
Oh, well, yeah, there's certain ones. You know how you get these brown spots on your skin? The medical term is nevus or mole, a sunspot, anything like that. Well, if, you know, we all have friends who say that, you know, this was a basal cell or squamous cell, or most importantly, a melanoma, and those can travel, and you have pigment in your eye, whether it be in the iris, but in the retina, it helps to protect the retinal cells. And that pigment, you can get a clump together. It can look just like a mole on the skin. And the eye doctor will take a picture of it He'll keep careful measurements of it. Every year or so, he'll take a picture of it and compare it to previous years, because although it's rare, those can turn into melanomas too. And when you get a melanoma in the back of your eye, it's a very, very serious situation.
And again, we're talking with Dr. Greg McCabe, local eye doctor from the McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive right here in the borough. And if anybody has questions for Dr. McCabe, all you have to do is text those in, 615-893-1450, 893-1450. And Dr. McCabe, you guys also do things with like a laser removal or different types of skin care. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so it doesn't matter whether you're getting an eye treatment, say, to correct your vision. Like, lots of people have heard of LASIK surgery. That uses a laser called an excimer laser. Or maybe you're getting a laser for diabetes to help seal leaking microaneurysms in the back of your retina. That uses an argon laser. And probably a lot of people who have had cataract surgery.
And it's amazing. Dr. McCabe just appeared in studio, and he is putting the headphones on right now. That was, you know, you like snap your fingers and you're here.
Yeah, I guess it would kind of be like
the magic of radio.
McCabe, 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 instead of Beetlejuice, 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 which is coming out for Halloween. You know, so lasers after cataract surgery. People may have had some scar tissue develop behind their lens implant. That's very common. Probably 90% of people who've had cataract surgery, I would say between 1 and 6 years, typically after cataract surgery, their vision starts to get cloudy or they get glare again, and they may have developed some scar tissue, and a painless laser light called a YAG laser, which stands for the three elements that are used to create the laser beam, yttrium, aluminum, and garnet. There will be no pop quiz on this, but that's YAG term. A lot of people have heard it and they have no idea, but that's what it stands for. And it's all these elements or gases that are used to amplify the light, to stimulate electromagnetic radiation. That's what LASER, laser, stands for. It's an acronym.
We have a question here talking about, I guess, as they get older. It says, what happens as my eyes age with me? I am 45 years old and just curious what could occur in the future.
Well, okay, so that's a pretty open-ended question. Well, assuming that you do not have a family history of eye disease, assuming that you have not had any previous trauma or eye surgery, then the most common things are, you know, you're going to need a pair of reading glasses or bifocals, because that happens at about 45 because your arms aren't quite long enough anymore. And that's just part of the hardening of the lens inside your eye. And then when you're about 65, it continues to grow during that time in a confined space, gets denser and denser. Light does not go through it straight and clearly, and so it scatters, and that's what causes the glare from oncoming car headlights, which is an indication that you're developing cataracts.
I'm curious, is, let's say, you know, not being able to see things that are near, near vision, is that more common, or what is more common as we age?
Well, let's say you had, and we'll just go through some definitions. Let's just say that you had normal vision. You didn't need glasses till you were in your middle, late 40s. That inability to read up close, just due to the density of that developing cataract in your eye, which is still clear, but it's getting denser, that lens, that's called presbyopia. A lot of people will say, well, I'm farsighted because I can't see up close. But that's incorrect. Farsighted is when you're younger and you need glasses to see in the distance. And you need, when you're older, you'll need glasses to see up close, and usually at an earlier age than 45. And then if you're nearsighted, which means you can see up close better than in the distance, then you often don't need readers or bifocals till a little bit later, maybe 50 years old. So some people will be able to read things, some people won't, right around that age, and you'll say, how come you can or how come you can't? And lots of people are taking their glasses off to read, and that's because they're nearsighted, because they can see up close without glasses. So it just depends. But if you don't need any glasses, and then in your 40s you do because your arms aren't long enough, that's called presbyopia. But those are the common things that happen to every single person in their 40s. So that's what you can expect, and later cataract development. Now, like we've talked about before on the show, is that 1 out of 10 people 50 years and over, so now we've moved from 45 to 50, will develop something called macular degeneration. That's the most common cause of vision loss in our country for when you're older. And when you're 75, it's 1 out of 3. Wow, 1 out of every 3 people. So that's a big deal. And most people know someone that is having difficulties starting or maybe later on with macular degeneration. That takes away your central vision. Often people will describe when they look down and see that white or yellow line down in the middle of the road, or they look at a door frame, they'll say, it's got a little zigzag in it there. That's not supposed to be in there. Why am I seeing that? And that's because you have a problem developing with your macula, which is the very center part of your retinal vision. And it can be caused by several different things. But if you have any of these symptoms, you know, go see an eye doctor soon. Because oftentimes time can be vision in these situations.
We've got a couple of more questions here. 615-893-1450. This question says, good morning. My question might sound foolish. And let me just say this. We never announce names of people who text in. So if you're worried about your text sounding weird or silly, don't worry about it, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, we will never do that. We won't even giggle at your question.
That's right.
You know, as I was told in school, there are no silly questions, only silly answers. So people who ask questions are trying to learn.
That's right.
Don't ever, ever consider that silly. Yeah.
This one says, I am the youngest of 11 children. All have brown eyes, but I've always wondered why my eyes are bright blue. I'm not adopted, and both parents are actually mine. Nobody else in the family has blue eyes that I know of.
Well, and so I suppose the milkman or the mailman didn't have bright blue eyes either, right?
That's right. He did not stop by.
So, you know, that's interesting. Well, first of all, let's talk about what makes our eyes blue, green, hazel, honey, brown, any of those colors. And it's the amount of pigment on the backside of the iris, not the front side, but the backside. If you have no pigment, you actually have pinkish, almost clear red colored eyes. And if you know anyone who has the condition of albinism, or if you have a pet that maybe has albinism, they're an albino or something, they have those pinkish, very light translucent red eyes. And if we get a little bit of pigment, then they are blue, that beautiful blue color. A little bit more pigment and they're green. And if we get a little bit more, where we start to get some clumps of pigment in the iris, those are hazel colored eyes.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then the denser you get, you go from honey to brown, with brown being the dominant color. Dominant means that if you have the two genes, the two alleles for that gene, and one may be for blue eyes and one may be for brown, you're going to have brown eyes because the brown allele is dominant there. So that's the brown form. Now, if you have a situation where let's say both your parents were heterozygous in this gene, and now we're going back right to high school and college where we learned about genetics, where you had one dominant and one recessive allele. If we have brown, we have blue, then 3 out of the 4 kids will have brown eyes, and 1 out of the 4 will have blues, even though both parents had brown eyes.
Hmm.
Yeah, and just when you work it out with your Punnett Square, your Mendelian genetics, and everybody in school is going, oh yeah, I remember that. And then if it's been a while, it's like, what the heck's he talking about? But anyways, it all works out like that. Works out like that with color of corn and so many things that are genetically inherited, whether it be with plants, animals, or humans. And so that's just the luck of the draw during meiosis, as the chromosomes separate which genes you get. And you got about a 1 out of 4 chance, if both your parents are carrying that recessive gene for eye color and not the dominant brown one. And so you can, you know, I guess if you had 8 kids, you would expect 2 of them to be brown. But, you know, if you flip a quarter, right, 10 times, you expect half to be tails and half to be heads. But, you know, if you have 10 people flipping coins 10 times, not everybody's going to be 5 and 5. Some's going to be 7 and 3 or 3 or 2 and 8 or whatever. But it works out on an average to be 5 and 5, 50%. And it's the same way here. So it's just the way the odds worked. And there was probably no milkman or mailman involved.
Yes. And don't decide on your medical care by the flip of a coin.
Absolutely. Absolutely not. Get the attention, consultation, and opinion of experts.
Here's another text message. And everybody is giving this a positive, salutatory introduction to their text messages this morning.
Oh, everybody's very, in a good very mood. Polite listeners here at WGNS. Boy, that other radio station, I don't want to talk about that. That was terrible.
This one says, hi, Dr. McCabe.
Hey.
Over the last 5 years, my left eyelid will randomly swell, not painful, just odd looking for a few days. Also, my eyelashes will not grow on that eye. I'm not sure what's going on. I went to the regular doctor. I guess that's just a regular internal medicine doctor. And he had no answers.
Mm.
What could this be?
Gosh, that's a tough one. I would like to know more. But you can have loss of eyelashes, you know, from all different sources. Maybe you rub your eyes a lot, or maybe you're pulling out the occasional gray one. You know, I used to do it that with the gray hairs on my head until I eventually realized if I keep doing that, I won't have any hair at all. So don't do that with your eyebrows or eyelashes either. There are certain medical conditions that cause loss of eyelashes and hair. There's certain medical conditions that cause you to have white eyelashes or, you know, intermittent white eyelashes along there called vitiligo, which is, you know, a not too uncommon condition. Michael Jackson had it. That's why he changed racial colors there, kind of from black to white. And we may have friends or have others that have patches of areas of skin that is not the color of the rest of their skin. It's much lighter.
Is that painful?
Vitiligo. Nope. Nope, but it can be associated with other conditions. But if you have that, you know all about it.
Here's another question. This is an interesting one. It says, I was stung in the eye. My vision has not been the same ever since. I did take steroids for 5 days as recommended by urgent care after I was stung. But my vision, it still has not been quite the same. And ironically, my young daughter was also stung in the face just below the eye around the cheek area, and it was swelling for at least 2 days. What could this happen? Or I guess they're saying, how could this, what could happen with the results of this is what I guess they're asking, or what should they do?
Boy, bee stings or hornet stings, gosh, they're bad enough, aren't they?
Right next to the eye.
Oh,
God. On the face. That would hurt.
Gosh, well, you know, one could only imagine. You know, I remember my first job was with my park district. I grew up in Illinois, Downers Grove. And, you know, when you're starting out, you're young. I think I was 15. And, you know, you get the worst jobs, right? You're low man on the totem pole. So I would have the push mower, and I'd be mowing around all the barns and the buildings and, you know, at the parks. And there were always giant wasp and hornet nests, you know, hanging out there. And the second day I had my well, in between the first and the second day of my work, I had my mom take me down to, you know, whatever the local store was and get me a couple cans of Hornet and Wasp spray. And I kept them in my pockets and I drew those out, you know, like I was Wild Bill Hickok, you know, with two pistols. And I'd be doing all that. And then I talked to the supervisor. And then the next week we all went around and we knocked them down. And boy, stay away from those things. They're just bad. And some people are very allergic to them as well. Now, as far as, you know, getting a bite on your face, on your skin, yeah, it makes it red and swollen. And depending how sensitive to you are, how much of that kind of poison from their stinger gets in your skin. Hopefully, if you had one hornet or something that deposits the stinger in the skin, you've been able to pull that out. But in your eye, you know, I've actually removed ticks from people's eyeballs. There's all kinds of things that can happen that we don't want to talk about. You can get dog worms, heartworms in your eyes. You can have all kinds of crazy things. And with the sting, I assume it was some kind of chemical irritant, and I don't know where it was on the eyeball or anything. I would have to take a look. But the thing to find out is, why can't you see well? Has it caused a change in your refraction of your glasses? Has it caused inflammation in your eye? Has it caused any scarring or any other damage? So the main thing is go see an ophthalmologist. I don't go to my internal medicine doctor if I have a bad problem with my lungs or my heart. I go see a specialist for that. Although they may be the gatekeeper where you got to go through them first on your insurance before you can go see a specialist. But that's where you need to be. And I hope that your child gets over it quickly. Oftentimes, some antihistamine cream or Benadryl or something like that, Claritin or something like that, will often help with these.
I noticed on WebMD, it talks about how wasps, they can sting multiple times. Hornets, things like that, yellow jackets, I guess, would be in the same family. That, I guess, that could also be a problem. Maybe she got stung in the eye as well, but that sounds rough.
Yeah, first of all, I'm so sorry, and I hope you heal from it and do better. But, boy, I'll tell you, you know, this is a good thing. Everybody owns a house or something like that. I 3 weeks ago, I went around and I found five little hornet nests, you know, before they were making it too big. And, you know, unfortunately, I had to spray them. I don't like to, you know, kill anything. But, you know, I've had issues with it, too. So I spray those. And then the next week I go and I knock them down. But, yeah, you gotta watch out for everything these days, right?
That's true. Here's another text. It says, starts off with hello. Another positive greeting there.
Well, hey there. Hey back.
It says, I'm allergic to cats. I am recently married, and my husband has a cat that is 16 years old. That right there is a miracle. A 16-year-old cat.
Yeah, but gosh, I had a cat that was 15. I know people that have 17-year-old cats. And I know a few people have 19-year-old cats. So cats, if they're well taken care of, and usually not outside cats, then they can live longer.
Well, there's more to this text.
Wonderful.
Other than just having a cat. It said, is there any way for me to adjust to cats? My eyes constantly swell and water up, and I don't want my husband to feel so torn between keeping his cat and keeping me. I'm sure there's a little humor in that. She probably doesn't really mean she's going to leave him.
Yeah, you don't want to be, it's the cat or me. One right. of us has to go.
There could be a problem there.
Right. Well, simply just take some allergy medicine. I'd start off with that. Claritin, Zyrtec. As far as your eyes, the best allergy eye drop I know of on the market that was previously prescription and now over the counter is called Pataday. Pataday, Pataday. You can get it everywhere. It comes in like three different forms. You want the one that has the green label on it. That's the higher strength, and it's only once a day, where the others are twice a day. And this, you just put one drop in your eyes each morning. So it's hard to get simpler to that. And then you probably need to have a decent allergy regimen as far as your sinuses and your whole body. And for that, I recommend the nasal inhalers. And there are ones over the counter, like Flonase. You probably heard of that. Fluconazole. And also an antihistamine. And the antihistamines are prescription inhalers. And so you might have two different inhalers, one prescription, one not. Or they come in a combo called Dymista, but your doctor knows all these things. And that's one puff in each nostril in the morning, and you put your drops in, and that's going to make a world of difference right there. Now, if you need to go beyond that, then you need to seek, of course, the attention of a specialist. You're going to go see an allergist, and they're probably going to put you on immunotolerant shots. So these allergy shots you hear people get, and in a large proportion of people, it can be very successful.
We got to take a commercial break, but before we do, let's wrap up this segment with this question here. How expensive is an eye exam without any insurance?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. So let's there's many different components and there's many different things. So let's say you have completely normal eyes and there's nothing to expect that you'll need any additional testing or computer photographs. You don't need a glasses prescription, none of those things. And you don't have any medical insurance, because oftentimes it can be billed under your medical and then all you have is your copay. So that's the best way to go. Some people also have vision insurance, and then that will cover the exam as well as help pay for glasses and contacts. So that can be extremely inexpensive. But let's say you don't have medical insurance. If you go to Vanderbilt, they're charging $500 for an exam.
Whoa, are you serious? That's crazy.
Yeah, and at our office, it's $200. But, and then it just goes up from there. If you have some issues, it'll go up from there. But hopefully you don't. Hopefully it's good. And that'll take care of you. But if you're having a problem, don't let that hold you back from seeing the doctor.
Dr. Craig McCabe in studio with us this morning with McCabe Vision Center. We're going to take a short break and then we will be right back. Temperature outside, 57 degrees in downtown Murfreesboro. Is that correct? Does it feel that cool out there?
It feels a little cool, but the sun's out and it's so great. I love this weather.
Much better than 110 heat indexes, right?
Oh, well, it's just ideal weather now. Let's enjoy this. Everybody be happy. Get out. Do all your yard work. Have fun. Play with your friends. Play with your kids. Take care of everything and just enjoy it. But protect your eyes. Wear your sunglasses.
Time right now, 8:45. We're going to take a short break. Then we'll be right back. We welcome your text messages. If you have questions for Dr. McCabe, 615-893-1450.
At Budge Tire Pros, we sell all major brands of tires, and we invite you to stop by today for that next set of tires. Or maybe you need us to check out your vehicle before you head out of town. We offer everything from brakes to batteries, alignments, and more. No appointments necessary, just stop on by.
I'm Allison Mitchell with Bud's Tire Pros. We're located on East Main Street, exactly 3 miles from the town square, 1 mile past Rutherford Boulevard. Visit us online at budstirepros.tn.com.
Hi, this is Dave Kivenemi at Music World and Drummer's Den, 2762 South Church Street in Murfreesboro. We're across from Indian Hills Golf Course. Come out and see us for all of your music needs. We've got guitars, pianos, amps, drums, PA equipment, rentals, lessons, most anything you can think of in the music genre. Come see us at Music World and Drummer's Den on South Church. We're across from Indian Hills Golf Course.
Good morning. Still a little bit of volume trying to get in up through the Antioch area right now. Coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County on 24 westbound from 840 all the way into Davidson County. Now there's still some volume. Westbound Vietnam fans approaching Conference Drive. They're coming in from Hendersonville. Also trying to load up with more volume 40 west at Donaldson Pike. Coming through Hermitage into Donaldson. Whether you need a new roof repair, anything to do with your roof, call Independent Roofing Specialist. Check out their website, irsroofs.com. I'm Commander Chuck. stuck with your on-time traffic.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change is funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month as a donation and support hundreds of local nonprofits. Find out more at sharingchange.org.
This is Peter Demas, and our family is inviting your family to come eat with us at Demas's restaurant. We started doing a limited time only menu, so once a month, we add new menu items to it for 1 month only. We're bringing back an old item that we used to have that we don't have anymore. So for example, we brought back clam sauce spaghetti this month. Last month we had Greek spaghetti. And again, that'll change. Now that you've heard about the changes that we're making at Demas's, you need to check it out. So come on over right now. Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
It's a hard decision to make, knowing when to sell your home and move to Adam's Place.
There's one couple here that I met, and they said it was a lifestyle that they didn't have at home. You have, like, every night dining at a fine hotel. You have the pool. It is so beautiful. Just so much to offer that you won't have in your own home. It's all right here.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Adam's Place.
The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Dr. Craig McCabe from McCabe Vision Center on the air with us this morning. Text us any questions you may have, 615-893-1450. Have you read anything about this geomagnetic storm and the prediction of it? Because it looks like it last impacted Earth in 1859.
That's geomagnetic. Is this coming from a sunburst?
I'm not real sure, but it says it causes major damage to electronics, power grids, satellites, GPS systems, as well as increased radiation risk to astronauts and airline passengers even.
Yeah, that sounds like what it is. You know, that was... Do you remember... Oh, gosh, maybe just a month ago or so, maybe two, that people were seeing the northern lights, the aurora borealis, down south here instead of up in Canada. And that was a result of a large solar flares that actually disrupted the Earth's magnetic belts that surround the planet and help protect us from solar ionizing radiation. And yeah, it can disrupt satellites. It can help us to see those pretty colors, the aurora borealis. But it can also have negative effects. It's a large impulse of electromagnetic radiation, and it can disturb, you know, certain circuits that are active. And so yeah, it's interesting how that solar wind of ionizing particles can reach the Earth from so far away, 93 million miles, and disrupt our protective shields that we have. One of them being, you know, those, they're called Van Allen belts, but the magnetic radiation belts around the Earth that help protect it.
I mean, it's so wild when you think about it. You've got this great big burning ball, and if it starts to, you know, have explosions on the surface of it, that's what I guess leads to these problems. But it's crazy. We have this big burning ball up there that's providing daylight.
It's doing a lot more of that. It's providing life. If we did not have that, we would not have life. As a matter of fact, we do not know of any other life in our universe yet. I mean, so our planet is about, I think about 12 million years old, and it's very unusual for any planet or body to not have major asteroid collisions that can cause death, loss of atmosphere, all kinds of things for, you know, more than 4 million years. And so we've been around on the planet, allowed to survive and evolve and all these things. And we're so fortunate, you know, we've been fighting against the odds of having anything like that destroy us. Even though there's one, I forget the name, that's out there that is now going to miss the Earth, but it's going to come cosmically close.
Wow. It's pretty wild. Kind of scary when you think about it, so don't think about it.
Yeah, there's all these planets out there. There's all these solar systems just in our own galaxy, you know. And then there are, you know, whatever, 100 million galaxies or something crazy like that. And so, I think there's got to be life, you know, because they can be in this kind of honeymoon situation that we are, the distance from the Earth, and have certain elements and all these kind of things, and maybe an atmosphere. But boy, you get an asteroid big enough to collide in it, and it can wipe out your atmosphere, and all life dies from then on. That's it. And that is common to happen to all bodies within 4 million years, but it hasn't really here. Now, we've had some smaller ones. We've had 5 or 6 extinction events in the history of the planet. You know, the most famous one is the dinosaurs, and that again is from an asteroid, but it did not cause total loss of the atmosphere. So we are fortunate, and all I gotta say is appreciate every day that you have. Life is special and life is short, and it maybe the only ones in the universe. Who knows?
We got about 5 minutes left. Let's try to fit in these two questions here. My name is Shirley. I saw you a few years ago. Just wanted to say thank you for making me feel comfortable and helping me regain almost perfect vision. You're the best doctor.
Oh.
Not really a question there. Just
thank
a statement.
Thank you so
positive,
much.
Positive, yeah.
Shirley, thank you.
Let's see. Check with your doctor for applications. Okay, this says the Lions Club has grants available for vision eye checks, glasses, cataract surgery, and those without insurance. So check with your doctor for any applications, or I guess what, the Lions Club?
With the Lions Club. It's not through your doctor. It's through the Lions Club. Yes, they can help you. There are resources out there, and there are resources for people that don't have insurance, and that are Medicare age, but they don't have Medicare. I'm signed up for a program where I have volunteered to give free exams to those people. But there's various programs that it's not so much that they're not out there. It's that you don't know about it.
Yeah.
And you haven't searched for it. And you've got to find the right avenues to search for it. And actually, WGNS is a great place for that. So maybe we could do something like that once a month, is talk about things that can help people that they may not know about.
And last question of the morning here, it says, good morning. I am getting older and my readers are not cutting it anymore. I really don't want to wear glasses full time. Any suggestions?
Well, if you are old enough to the point where you have cataracts and you qualify for cataract surgery, you could get one of the new high-tech, multi-powered, multifocal lens implants that allow people to see in the distance, be able to read, and in between without glasses. We do a lot of that at my office. And these full-range vision lenses have been a life-changer for so many. And now they're enjoying life pretty much glasses-free. So, yes, there are ways to do that. And if you're young, you can have LASIK surgery. For those people who don't want to wear glasses or contacts, but there are options available. Absolutely. Just go see your eye doctor.
And again, this morning we've been talking with Dr. Greg McCabe of McCabe Vision Center at 122 Heritage Park Drive right here in the borough. And what's the best advice for protecting your eyes just on a general day, maybe a walk in the park? What can you do? Because anything could happen.
Gosh, that's great. So wear protective eyewear. It can be as easy as sunglasses when you're outside. The second thing is go get a good, dilated, thorough eye exam. Not one where you're rushed through just to get a pair of glasses, but one where they take time to dilate and thoroughly look all over the inside of your eye, take a thorough medical history, all those things. They have all the technology to diagnose these things. That's the best way. And get that done. And you know what? If you're looking for a present for someone, we got Christmas and holidays coming up, what better thing than the gift of sight, right?
Absolutely.
Instead of a pair of socks.
You know, and if you've got something like astigmatism, yeah, that's very common out there. That's something else you can help with.
Yeah, 50% of the population has a significant amount of astigmatism. And that can be fixed with glasses and contacts or other procedures, just depending on what you're looking for. You know, we also have a full range skin center at our office where we treat wrinkles and sunspots and all these kind of things where we can make you look 10 years younger if you're so motivated. So we love to take care of people and make them better, and we would love to see you all. So if so, you know, give us a call, make an appointment at McCabe Vision Center.
Again, that's McCabe Vision Center. You can find them online at McCabeVisionCenter.com. And again, they're on Heritage Park Drive, which is just off Memorial Boulevard. Dr. McCabe, thank you for all the answers and everything, really. A good show this morning.
Yeah, but great questions and so polite, so nice, bringing a much nicer overall attitude to Murfreesboro. So thanks, everybody, for that.
I'm just checking to make sure we didn't miss anything here. Looks like we got them all answered this morning.
Yeah, and let's just remind them that we're on the second Monday of each month at this time. So if you have some questions, you know, it's hard for me to write them down, but put them in your phone calendar on this date or on the calendar or on the fridge, and we would love to answer them then.
Again, Dr. Craig McCabe of McCabe Vision Center.
You've been listening to Dr. Craig McCabe with McCabe Vision Center. McCabe Vision Center is in Murfreesboro at 122 Heritage Park Drive. Their phone number, 615-904-9024. Or find McCabe Vision Center online at McCabeVisionCenter.com.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. All those friends you've made while banking here over the years, well, they're still there. And so are the delicious, warm, homemade cookies.
In Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Everything you enjoyed at Capstar, still there at Old National Bank. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
There is no safer place in the storm. Talk Radio WGNS, Murfreesboro, FM 100.5, 101.9, AM 1450, TV 11.